listening to Marcy Lynn once again on WNHH LP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio.
Hello, all. Thank you, Harry, for the introduction. I am happy to be here. Thank you, everybody who has bared with me the last 2 weeks. And thank you for all who congratulated me on my wedding. I appreciate that. There have been some serious things that have gone on, and this show is going to give some people some knowledge on charter schools and what is actually going on at Achievement First Amistad Academy High School here in New Haven on Dixville Avenue, the old Martin Luther King School. With me, I have some parents of some students that are eager learners. They're in their latter years, almost ready to leave the school. But as of the last year or so, there have been some up and downs. And as of the last few weeks, there have been some unanswered questions that we'd like answered. Before we get into the petition that I have out that most of you may have seen, because a lot of my followers have addressed the petition on my Facebook page, I wanted to let you all know that I did reach out to administration at Achievement First, not just the high school, but Achievement First in Brooklyn, their home base, to try to get some answers to some questions that we have not been able to get answers to on the administrative changes and the what they call now secure school on top of the lockdowns. So when I say secure school, I'd like you to know that that's usually something going on in the school that is dangerous. When I say lockdown, it's danger outside and inside possibly. So there have been a tremendous amount of those in the latter weeks because of administrative changes that they're not explaining to us and letting us know the truth of. So I started a petition, and I started it on change.org. And if you actually go on change.org or go on to any of my social media pages, Marcy Lynn Jones, you will see the petition specifically for what we're speaking about today. The verbiage on our actual petition is basically asking for transparency in all that's going on. So I'd like to introduce to you first Ms. Wanda Howard, a concerned parent and someone I've known for quite some time, and Stephanie Hayward, another concerned parent. And we all have female children in this school. So that's something I wanted to mention as well. We're looking for those parents that have male children. We're looking for those freshman parents that, you know, it seems like the freshmen are being blamed for a lot of things. And I don't think that it's just a matter of that. I think a lot of the things that are going on are outside the school. So first, if you guys wanted, or if Wanda, you want to take a minute and introduce yourself, and then Stephanie, take a minute and introduce yourself. And, you know, you don't have to mention who your daughter is, but you're going to mention the things that they may have been through before I read the petition and where we were before and where we are now, which is the scary part.
So, hi, my name is Wanda Howard. I am a mom auntie of a student at Amistad High. She came over from Amistad Middle to Amistad High, and I was previously on the parent teacher leadership group last year and her freshman year. I just want to understand and get some understanding and clarification as to what's happening there. I hear stories from her, but I have yet to receive any type of communication about what's happening. What's happening with the principal, what's happening with some of the staff, and then the yonder bags were introduced, and then we get these three or four messages a day that are saying that the school is shut down. You know, it's just very confusing. It's very unsettling, especially while you're working to be receiving all of these different communications and not be able to contact your child. It's unacceptable. And it's unacceptable that we haven't heard anything about it from any of the administration. So I plan to try to reach out to some other parents. Hopefully this message will go out to everyone and we could really put some pressure on them to give us an explanation. We are owed an explanation. I am scared to send her to school. I'm scared not to send her to school. This is a very important time for her because she's a junior. Mm-hmm. She's smart. This is a time when she should be looking for colleges and looking into colleges and getting herself prepared. And I'm not quite sure if she's been sick the last couple of days, and I'm not quite sure if that's the reason for it. So, yes, I'm very, very concerned about what's happening. And we're going to have to step up and hold the school accountable for why they are not giving us some answers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Steph?
Hello, my name is Stephanie Hayward, and I'm a parent of a 10th grader at Amistad and also an aunt to three juniors at Amistad High. And the concerns that I have is her freshman year, there was so many different things going on. And then we asked about security, and then they said they were going to get security. They said they were going to get metal detectors. But this is like the only school that I know that does not have metal detectors, that does not have security. And a lot of different things go on. For instance, a student was seen with a gun. We didn't get alerted. I got a call from my cousin that happened to be driving down Dixwell Avenue, and the school was surrounded by police, for me to text my daughter, and she tells me what's going on. By the time I started walking to the school, that's when I was getting alerted that the school was in lockdown. And I feel like as a parent, we should have been alerted right then and there. And then you get there and then they don't want to let you in to get your child. But I had a staff member coming to the door to get his DoorDash.
I remember that.
And then when I asked him, well, you're getting food. Is this a typical day for you? Like, is this normal? He was like, it's okay. My DoorDash been here. He had to go around the corner. That does not make it or break it, sir. You have a situation going on in your school with cops still outside your school, parents out in the hallway waiting to get their child, can't get their child, but you're opening up the door to get a DoorDash.
Very inconsiderate.
I never signed the paper for those yonder pouches because I want my child to be able to get in touch with when something happens. I want to be able to see a text message when for Monday and Tuesday. The school went into lockdown and out of lockdown and in the lockdown and out of lockdown twice in one day.
It was three times actually, because the morning time was secure school. And maybe within a couple minutes, it was back secure. So you probably missed it. But I researched it by putting in Alex's name in my email. And it's amazing because once you count them, there's quite a few in the last few weeks.
But again, we had no explanation on why it was secure. I didn't know what was going on until my child got home.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it shouldn't only be coming from the children. It should be coming from the staff as well.
Right. But for her to come home and say that a student had a knife on the premises, anybody, she could have swung that knife and stabbed anybody. Mm-hmm. Anybody's child was in harm's way that day.
Yeah. And about the gun situation as well.
The gun situation. There's a lot going on because I've seen pictures where there was bullets outside the school and a whole clip that dropped out of a kid's book bag.
Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that at that time I was told that the teachers didn't see it. So, you know, we need the administration to come to us and tell us what's actually going on too. We can't say that we believe the kids. We can't say that we don't believe the kids. We can't say that we believe the administration. But at this point, we have no choice but to lean on our kids for the information.
Correct.
Whether it's correct or not. So I just want to take a minute to go over the actual petition. You both were unable to, you know, get to it right away. But the petition I created it's very to the point. There's no way that you could be confused on what we're asking for. So it is titled, We Demand Transparency and Truth Regarding School Leaders at New Haven's Amistad Academy High School. And why this petition matters. You will see a picture of the school. And as concerned parents of students in New Haven, Connecticut's Amistad Academy High School. We are deeply troubled by the recent events surrounding staff's dismissal and student safety. Then I go into, my name is Marcy Lynn Jones. My daughter is increasingly reluctant to attend school due to the disruptions caused by these changes and the apparent lack of respect among students and staff. This sentiment is echoed by other parents who share our concerns. The volume of secure school correspondence has raised alarm bells without providing any clear answers about what measures are being taken to improve the situation. So the secure school is my main thing, because there's way more than those all of a sudden instead of lockdowns. The lack of transparency regarding these changes is unacceptable. We deserve to know why staff members have been dismissed, how this impacts our children's safety, and what plans are in place for future leadership. Our children's education should not be compromised due to the administrative issues. In 2019 alone, studies show that effective leadership plays a crucial role in creating an environment conducive for learning. Source, National Center for Education Statistics. Yet, here we are today with our children feeling unsafe and unfocused because of unclear leadership transitions. We urge the local authorities, school board members, and administrators of Achievement First, whoever it may be, to provide us with clear information about what has transpired and what steps will be taken moving forward. We demand transparency so that we can ensure our children continue their education in a safe environment where they can focus on learning rather than worrying about their security. And it says, please sign the petition if you believe that as parents, we have the right to know what's happening within our school's administration for the sake of our kids' future. And then, of course, there's a QR code. So that is what it actually reads. So you guys, when you get a chance to look at it. But the meaning behind this, and I'll let you know that, you know, inviting administration from Achievement First in Brooklyn, inviting the person that sends us the secure school and the school lockdowns and, you know, the acting principal and, you know, even reaching out to the old prince. I don't even know what's really going on because I really don't know. I've heard from no one. We've heard the rumors about, you know, Dr. Obas and all these other teachers there, you know, but how are we to even know? The only way we know is that he's not there, right? We know that he's not there. We don't know whether it's a suspension, whether it's a dismissal. We don't know anything. I mean, if you go on Achievement First website and you pull up Amistad Academy, you see Dr. Obas still as principal. So there's no way for us to know whether even that part is true. It's unfair. How many weeks has it been, guys? It's been 2 weeks or so?
I think it's been about 2 weeks now.
Because when did we go to the parent night, Wanda? They had a wonderful parent night for us, and it seemed like it went well. There, my concern with that even was that there just didn't seem like enough parents were there, you know, because a lot of parents are busy and they work those hours. But, you know, I don't want to have the parents seem pressured, but I would like to hear more from more parents. I will go over the meeting that we had, the parent leadership committee meeting that we had. There was very few parents in there. We didn't have the opportunity to speak. In that meeting, it was basically discussed about the Yonder packs that kids were going to put their phone in, which I changed my mind completely on because I realized that we were able to, even though it was horrible, able to see the things that were transpiring in the school more so. Now, once they got the Yonder packs, we were unable to find out, but we ended up with more secure school and more school lockdowns because, you know, when you take away something that the kids are so used to, they're like, oh, well, now I can get away with doing this and it's not going to be online. How do you guys feel about that? I mean, I know, Stephanie, you said you didn't sign it and your reasons were, you know, kind of the opposite of mine because I got to see so many fights and things on my daughter's phone. And you said you wanted to be able to see that and contact your daughter because a lot of the times. Steph?
I watched a lot of the fights and I was confused about how no teachers were right there when because a lot of the fights happen when they're transitioning. So why weren't there teachers or some type of staff or dean or something in these hallways while these kids was transitioning? You wanted to take their phones because the fights were being online, but the fights are still happening. So what was the point of taking their phones? Just so they can't record it? Because the fights are still going on and you're going into lockdown and secure lockdown more than you did when they had their phones and access to them.
So what happened, Stephanie? I'm sorry. What happened when you refused to sign it? Was your child able to just keep her phone?
My child kept her phone. They tried to take it several times, and they called me and said that she was not allowing them to take it. And I told them, because I want to be able to contact my child, I need to be able to make sure she's all right. My child was going through a whole bunch of things, and I needed to make sure that she was fine. My child had multiple surgeries where the school was hounding me and sending truancy to my house because their communication skills over there are automatically off. Like, nobody knows how to communicate with anybody. So truancy was at my door. So I had to send her to school with her condition that she was in. So I wanted to make sure I was able to contact her, or she was able to contact me to let me know what was going on with her. So they gave her a yonder pouch, but that yonder pouch stayed at home with me.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a tough situation because, you know, I had the situation where I was like, okay, the yonder pouch, she broke it a couple of times. It got broken. A lot of people, you know, were breaking their pouches. And then, you know, a few days later, she's got her phone in her yonder pouch, and she ends up having to leave the school, but she can't contact me. But she was able to leave. So I'm going, okay, how is that securing her? She's able to leave. She can't get her pouch out, you know, get her phone out her pouch. She just cut it, you know? So that's just that type of situation. So she did pay her own money to get another one, but she's like, I just didn't feel safe. It was time for me to go, you know? So I don't like the fact that they have those situations where the kids are. The other day when they had the multiple secure schools, I'm being told they had a fight on the third floor, and then they had a fight on the second floor. And I think you mentioned, Stephanie, that your daughter left because it was just disruptive. Everybody was fighting so much. It was like, why? What was the point of being in school?
They were even talking about shooting the school up. My child didn't even go to school today because she was nervous about the school being shot up this afternoon. And they're not making it safe for these children here. I felt some type of way when they started busing in children from not in New Haven.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because from New Haven, yeah. The beefs that are going on social media is with these children that don't go to New Haven.
They restarted that. Yeah, that's something that used to happen like a long time ago. You know, we're this hood and that hood, and you know, Hartford didn't like New Haven, and you couldn't go to New Haven. That's back in the day when the Coliseum. You know, at that point, that was back in the, I call it unfortunate stabbings. There were a lot of stabbings and things because of areas. People would come to the Coliseum to see a concert from Hartford, and there'd be a beef. Hartford and Bridgeport and then New Haven, and you know, you couldn't go anywhere to be safe, and I feel like we're going back there. You know, it's a tough
thing,
but we have to keep those things in mind, you know, whenever we bring kids in from other places. It's just like the same thing that we're already dealing with, the cultural situation where, you know, a lot of people that are not of color, are not minority, don't want the kids to migrate into their schools. They're trying to segregate the schools again, and we don't want to look like the charter schools are a place where you don't want your kids to go. We already have a rigorous curriculum, and a lot of parents don't want to have to deal with that, and now we have a rigorous curriculum with distraction and violence. So we want to hold all of the administration accountable. The worst part for me is that, you know, Wanda was saying to me, our girls are facing their last year. They need to be getting ready for college. They need to be excited about college. They want to be ready to go. They're getting to that point where they'll be in, you know, 12th grade like my nephew was, and they only have two or three classes to go to, and they can go home. You know, we want them to be able to get there and get there safely. We don't want them burying their friends. We don't want them, you know, worrying about their friends. We don't want them having underclassmen that, you know, just don't want to respect the leadership. We want them to be able to lead by example and not be forced into violence. I will mention that during, even in Stephanie, you remember this, during Love's pregnancy, they were supposed to give her an elevator pass because that's when all the pushing and shoving started in the schools. So I even had to fight for that elevator pass with the nurse who didn't want to give it to her. And she did end up getting shoved one time. And after that, that's when people went past the nurse and went ahead and let her go on the elevators. So, you know, if they were just shoving back then, and it's 2 years ago, imagine, you know, if they were just shoving, what they might be doing in transition now that we know that they're fighting on all floors almost all day long, days like yesterday. We don't know what happened today, because now I'm feeling like they didn't do the secure school because maybe somebody got the email and said, don't do all the secure schools or school lockdowns because, you know, the parents are paying attention and we can't tell them what's going on because we don't want them to get fearful. It makes us more fearful. I will let them know. Hopefully, I'm sending this show directly to them. So hopefully they'll understand that that makes us more fearful if something is going on and our kids tell us and they don't at all. So how do you guys feel about that? Do you think maybe today it was an awful quiet day? Was it awfully quiet for you guys today? It was awfully quiet because the last Thursday, Friday, I'm in Vegas getting secure school going. I'm glad she's home.
It was so quiet that I didn't even get the email that my child didn't go to school today.
I got it late. I got it very, very late. The email. But
yeah, you didn't even get one.
But the thing is this, and that's good that you're going to send this broadcast to them, but mm-hmm. this is just the broadcast. It may be three in numbers on this call, but mm-hmm. I did put out some emails tonight, and I'm going to continue to put out emails for previous people who were part of the parent leadership last year and the year before, mm-hmm. who were very active. I'm sure that other parents feel just like us. It's just a matter of getting to those parents. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what I intend to do, is reach out and get to those parents, because mm-hmm. I can't take a chance that I'm going to be sitting on my hands and mm-hmm. something happen and I've done nothing to try to stop it.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is a step to many steps, you know, and I reached out to the acting principal and let him know that they're
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off.
But
I don't think any of us really know, other than what the kids say, what happened to Oba. You know, mm-hmm. we haven't been informed about that. And however they choose to inform us, they have our emails, they have contact information. We should have received something from someone that tells mm-hmm. us what happened to Oba. And mm-hmm. not to mention whatever else was happening around there. I'm not quite sure, you know, but the rumors are real, right? So
they are.
And nothing has come to us. I'm sorry, Stephanie.
I said, from what I heard, the rumors are real.
Okay. So, you know, this is concerning.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. It ends up being very scary. You're listening to Marcy Lynn once again, WNHHLP 103.5 FM, New Haven Independence Community Radio. And I am here having a serious, serious conversation about Achievement First Amistad Academy High School here in New Haven, Connecticut. And I have Ms. Wanda Howard and Ms. Stephanie Hayward, concerned parents, along with myself, and hopefully we'll continue to grow and have these meetings as often as we have to on not only my show, but at the school and even in Brooklyn if we need to make that ride. So we have all been dealing with quite a bit. You can come and read the petition that I will have attached to the end of the show, you'll be able to scan a QR code or go directly to the website, so you'll be able to see the petition flyer. And I also, at the end of the show, will show you, on average, there are 17 almost back-to-back, almost every day, secure schools, and then a lockdown from yesterday that happened, and some other lockdowns. But I did invite the person that sends us those, the person they say is acting principal, the previous principal, and the administrators from Achievement First in Brooklyn to join us. And I hope that they will get the message and actually join us and give us some answers that we deserve. And we are at a point where we are demanding to know exactly what's going on with administration so we can guide our children like they need to be guided. I am not feeling like, do you guys feel like our children are being guided if something this traumatic has happened and they don't know exactly where this person, somebody might have been really relying on Dr. Obas to get to school every day or relying on someone else that has been dismissed. And what's happening with those kids? You guys feel that way too? Like there's some kids that, you know, would be going to these people that they've dismissed and now they're just disappeared. Is that what the kids are dealing with? It's all, you know, it's all mental. It's all mental health issues when it comes to things like that. You know, that teacher that you love, no matter what they're accused or allegedly did. So do you guys have that concern too? Because I really do have that concern that there may be people that have been dismissed that children were relying on and now they're gone and they don't have an answer.
I don't know, Marcy. I don't know what's happening. I don't know.
Yeah, it's impossible to know. And that's where it really becomes unfair, unclear, unsettling for us as parents and, you know, concern. You know, I just was assigned to the Youth Commission for New Haven, and things like this are really damaging. They're damaging not only to the city, but they're damaging to a place like Amistad, who has a curriculum that is vigorous and amazing for the kids that do graduate from there. And it's like, okay, you got a great education, but are your kids safe? You know, we don't want to think that they're safe elsewhere. We want to know that all our kids are safe everywhere. So now that I'm involved with all of New Haven, it really is, you know, it's different for me being an elected official for the kids specifically to be dealing with this and to make sure. And I thank you, Wanda, for understanding that I didn't care whether I was picking up my marriage license in Vegas. I wanted to have the conversation with you because I needed to know what was going on once I heard from Stephanie. And then I heard from this one and I heard the kids calling me. I have three kids on the phone telling me what's going on. I'm going, what? You know, I'm in Las Vegas and I'm going, well, what on earth is going on? So then you called me and I'm like, someone else, you know? So and thank you for being so diligent and reaching out to the other parents. And I'm going to lean on you to continue to do that because I was not as active in the high school as I was in the grammar school or in the middle school because of my career. But now my career has shifted, as it should have, back to the youth. And we're going to get through this together. And the more the merrier, you know, we got to get those numbers. And I know that you can be very convincing and make the parents understand. And you being active previously will also help. So I thank you so much. And Stephanie, I just love you. Stephanie lives over a mile and a half from the school, but Wanda, she can get there in 20 minutes on foot.
What?
She has literally. I have
20
literally
minutes got, or less.
I have called Stephanie, or she has called me and said, I'm almost to the school. I was just called that this, that, and the other happened. When she talks to you about telling you about the gun situation where the clip fell out of the school, before she called me, she had just left the house. I drove there and Stephanie was already there when I got there, and I drove from my house, which is closer than her house. So if we have something going on and you call me and I call Stephanie, she'll be there probably before I'm parking in front of the school.
That's good.
So it's wonderful that we have that type of
yes.
that type of a village. But I want to thank you, ladies, and I look forward to having a larger meeting. And also, I look forward to the administration actually taking the time out to have the conversations with us, even if it has to be a one-on-one and you tell, you know, just someone what the truth is. We need to know what the truth is. We can't be assuming that, well, we have no choice but to assume what we're being told by the children is correct. So do you want us to have the transparency and know what's going on, or do you want us to just go by what we're hearing? He said, she said, should not even be an option for us as parents or students. You agree, ladies? Any final thoughts?
No, my only other comment is I am praying that that the teachers and the faculty and anyone else answer this petition for some assistance and some clarity.
Yes.
Whatever it is that we need to do, I'm praying that happens.
I reached out and I've said, let me know what you need from me. I didn't say from us. I said, from what do you need from me? What do you need from me as a youth commissioner? What do you need, you know, from me as a parent? And now it's up to them to reach out. The petition, now it's up to them to reach out. But we don't have to stand still while we wait for them to reach out. So this is part of that. And I thank both of you ladies for being here with me. And just keep praying. And as I always say, I love you. And there's absolutely nothing you can do about it, because it's much easier to love you than it is to hate you. So we can't hate no matter what's going on. We just have to love people through it. I know it's the hardest thing to do. But right now, I really, really think that if we just continue to show that we are concerned and not angry, it'll help. But sometimes some people don't understand anything but anger. So it depends on which way we have to go, but I have no problem with rallying and petitioning, because if we have to, we have to. Just like the kids walked out before, we might have to come to that. The kids that want to learn deserve to learn. The kids that don't want to learn deserve to have guidance to want to actually learn how to learn. Thank you, guys. I love you both. And Wanda, I'm looking forward to having more conversations with you. I will be sending the show to you. And you guys, hang on for a minute, because I want you guys to actually see some of the things that, if you were a parent and you got this repeatedly during the day, how would you feel? The text messages that I'm going to send to show you, and, you know, the actual petition itself with the QR code. For those of you that want to join us, you don't have to be faculty. You don't have to be a parent. You don't have to be even, you know, directly related to anything to do with Achievement First, but just have concerns for youth and sign the petition with us. All right, ladies, thank you so much again. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Thank you. Welcome. You too. Thank you.
And again, you've been listening to Marcy Lynn once again on WNHHLP 105.3, New Haven Independence Community Radio. Thank you, Harry. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. I'll talk to you guys next week.
Listening to Marcy Lynn once again on WNHHLP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio.